veteran
and his emotional support Canadian
scream into the void about the Mormon Church. If you want to reach us, we are on Instagram at NotSoPeterPriesthood.
And you can email us at NotSoPeterPriesthood@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. Enjoy!
Bye!
Do you need... Are you good?
I don't know what to tell you. Like, am I in a healthy place mentally? No. Am I surrounded by my books and my cute office? Yeah, I'm in a good place. Yeah. I'm in a good place.
Yeah, I meant like in the immediate moment. Are you good? But so I guess the answer is yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, 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 I'm great. Let's rock and roll. So many problems.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, welcome to NASA Peter Freestyle Podcast, the podcast where we talk about how messed up Dusty is and the fact that she needs a lot of therapy. And Walter's trying to chew on my microphone cord. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's
Walter's
fine.
Not your child, just so people know. Oh. It's not a human that is doing that. It is.
Thank you for clarifying that. I just assume everyone in the world knows that Walter is the cutest miniature schnauzer in the entire world. He looks like a grumpy old man named Walter. Thus his name. Yeah. Right?
And we were talking offline about how we were going to start a dog cast with Walter and Augie.
A dog cast with Walter and Augie. Ruff, ruff. Lick, 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 lick. Because my dog is very licky.
Oh, mine is too. So it would just be like a licking dog cast. And
whatever's the opposite of ASMR. Because he will not lick. And then I am trying to fall asleep. And suddenly it is vital that he cleans his butthole so well. And I'm like, can we, like, it's clean. You're good. You're just on vacation now. Stop. That is enough. That sound, it will bring me out of like a dead coma sleep of just, stop it.
Oh, and the dry heaves when they're about to vomit. You're just like, oh, no. That'll wake you up real fast.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Hi, what are we talking about today?
Driving. Why? What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, this is the topic. Yeah, the dog cast. Oh, did you know that our podcast is turning into a dog cast? So, followers, keep listening for more licks and barks. Subject switch. So we thought we'd give an update on the temples. I don't remember what episode it is that we covered this already, but the Cody Wyoming temple and then the Heber City temple, where we're talking about how there's been grassroots movements in those communities to stop the construction of the temples. Mm-hmm. There's been some updates. The Cody and Heber, it's very disappointing because the Cody temple is going through, the grassroots movements have kind of lost. Reminder, the Cody Wyoming temple, one of the major points of contention was the height of the temple steeple, because the zoning rules for the area where the temple would be built restrict the structures to no more than 30 feet. The building itself would be 25 to 26 feet, but the steeple would soar to 101 feet according to original plans. And it's still... Though still, they lowered it from original. I think it was going to be over, like 107 feet or something like that. And they compromised, which isn't much of a compromise, but 100 feet, you know. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's as tall as a Navy destroyer. Like, the destroyer that I was on, it was, they're 100 feet tall to the mast. And that is tall. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Could you imagine it's like basically putting a Navy destroyer in the middle of your community and just letting it.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm good.
But there, as of last September, it's still, it is in the works. It's, and the church website says that it's in the planning stages and the groundbreaking has still not happened. I've noticed a lot of this, there's a lot of announcements, the temples, groundbreaking is happening. Like Rexford 2.0 is supposed to, has been announced for like 2 years and still they haven't even broken ground. Also, I found out that it's going to be like a mini, what is the City Creek? Is that what it's called? The mall by the Salt Lake.
I was like, why do I know that? Okay, yeah, the Mormon Mall downtown Salt Lake.
They're gonna do a whole big, like miniature, like a mall and like all this stuff with the temple down there in that area.
That's what I think of when I want to go to the temples. I also want to get some shopping done at Old Navy.
I was telling the person who told me that, I was like, oh yeah, that's one-stop shop. You go do your culty shit and then you come go out and, you know, grab a bite to eat, shop for some more, like you said, Old Navy or whatever. And it makes sense. It's so also, can we talk about how the percentage of Wyoming that is Mormon is 9%. Granted, there's not a lot of people, but there's only 9% of those not a lot of people are Mormon.
Oh, thank God. I muted just as I snorted. Oh, my God.
Let's see. So it says, this from the Salt Lake Tribune, it says, I can imagine the church leaders have been surprised by the pushback. Cody is a tiny community of barely 10,000 residents with fewer than 30,000 in all of Park County. There are just 3,890 Latter-day Saints in the official rolls, or about 13% of the county's population. And so they're building this temple where there's not even that many people, many Mormons.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why do they have to be like, what, why can't they just be like an average size? Like, make it beautiful, spend your $1 million on your chandelier, whatever. But why does it have to be so ostentatious and so large and break all of the zoning codes? Like, what exactly is it about temples that they have to be so massive? They're not full of people.
No. Not like, have your people going in there.
The mini temples, like the one in Edmonton, is, what's wrong with that? For the amount of people that's actually going to utilize the building, why does it have to be so ostentatious?
See, and I think I remember, I feel like it was Gordon B. Hinckley. He was like a big temple builder, and he actually actually built the temples. But
so many.
His plan was to do the mini temples. And
He came to Edmonton. Yeah.
And there's the New York one that's basically in a high rise.
So weird.
And that was his thing. Like, he wanted it to be accessible, which, you know, as much problem as we have about with the church, like, that's a brilliant plan, actually.
Brilliant. Make it accessible. Make it part of the community without being, make it,
like, imposing on people that don't believe, like, okay.
Why? You know, like, we have, there's a Kingdom Hall here in town, and driving past it, you don't even think twice of it because it's just a building.
Yeah.
It's not like neon bright signs glowing in the middle of the night and causing the birds to not migrate properly, but whatever.
Causing light pollution.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of my neighbors, no, I'm just kidding. They have their damn Christmas lights on again.
Oh.
It's May. It's
they're
May.
Like the Griswolds of Mormons, the Griswolds of the world. Like they just like just have this bright ass house. Seriously. In the
like,
middle.
I like to leave my drapes partially open after I've turned off the lights because the northern lights are pretty. See, I can't see the sky because they've got these goddamn LEDs across their fucking porch. And then the stupid tree that's not real, it's all lit up and it's very bright. I'm fine.
Yeah, totally fine. So
sorry.
That was the other point of contention with the Cody Wyoming Temple is the light pollution.
Light
and
pollution.
The fact that they were like they were building it in a dark, like there's not a whole lot of lights in Cody, Wyoming anyway, and so they're just gonna have this bright ass building. Yep, and they did compromise on that they would not have them on 24 hours, which okay. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Also, it's built in the middle of this like residential area, and they're gonna like they were planning on having the lights on all the time. Like you just being rude ass bitches. Like, come on.
I know people that like live around the Cardston Temple that like it's guiding me home in the dark.
Oh, barf.
Like okay.
So let's see this. The other temple was the Heber Valley. So the judge allowed. This was as of May 3rd. So
this is the one that had the issues with the water situation, water, right? Yep. They were pumping out groundwater and stuff. Okay.
Yep. It says this is from KPCW. I don't know what that is, but whatever. let's see. So the legal fight over the future of the temple plans can go forward. And now the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will join the dispute between Wasatch County and a small group of residents. Fourth District Court Judge Jennifer Mabee denied the county's motion to dismiss and granted the church's motion to join the lawsuit several weeks after hearing arguments from all sides. The church plans to build an 88,000 square foot temple on an 18 acre site on Center Street, just outside the Heber city limits. It's expected to measure 200 feet at its tallest point. The Wasatch County Council approved plans for the temple last November.
That's two naval ships.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
88,000 square feet?
Mm-hmm.
What the?
On 18 acres.
Holy shit balls.
Yeah. Soon after, a group of neighbors filed a lawsuit against the county. They argued the church should have gone through a different approval process and claimed the development agreement encroaches on their property rights, disrupting their views, and adding noise and light pollution, which would affect their privacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't know if this actually addresses, this doesn't address the water issue. I think the water issue is just kind of, they don't care.
Why would they? Why would they? Yeah. You know.
I do think that they, I remember we had talked about how they were going to, they were like, oh, it's an issue down the road that we'll address later, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sure it'll happen after the second coming anyway, so don't worry about it, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. In its request for dismissal, the county claimed resident complaints about the temple's potential impact on their homes lacked merit. It may be disagreed, ruling the neighbors have reasonable concerns to sue. Yeah, so the church said, oh, it lacks merit. And then, no, the judge was like, no, they have right. They're right. So yeah. At least they got a judge that is like pulling for them. Yeah, the church
until they pay off the judge and then that'll all change.
Yeah. The church asked to intervene as a defendant in the case back in January. In April, the church's attorney Tanner Camp told the judge it wants to represent its own interests instead of relying on the county to fight the case. And county attorney John Woodard acknowledged church and county priorities may not always align. He says it's very much a situation where a change of the priorities of the county manager or a change in budget could directly affect the county's position and pursuance of this case. In her ruling, maybe agreed the church could join the lawsuit. Now church attorneys have until May 21st to respond. Lawyers representing the residents, Wasatch County, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints did not respond for comment.
That's disappointing because the church has so much money. They can bury the county and the residents' lawyers in so much paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
That they'll just give up.
Yep. In February, the Heber-Utah Temple referendum signature gathering failed. The Wasatch County Council's, like, this is from Deseret News. Gotta click through this stuff. Okay. A referendum initiative that sought to reverse the Wasatch County Council's unanimous approval of the approval of the Heber Valley, Utah Temple failed to gather enough signatures to make it on the 2024 general election ballot. The Wasatch County Clerk Auditor's Office announced on Tuesday the Save Wasatch Back Dark Skies, the group behind the referendum application, was unable to gather the required 3,235 signatures during the 45-day period allotted under county code. Volunteers of the group gathered 2,724 signatures total, with 2,402 qualifying as valid, according to the clerk auditor's final tally. So they really only got 2,400 signatures. I don't know what qualifies as a valid signature. Let this be a reminder that the people of our county support and value our constitutional freedoms. We are great because we are tolerant of others and recognize that our personal liberties matter, said Luke Searle, a member of the Wasatch County Council. He continued, due process and the law were the basis of the decision to approve the legislative development agreement. The people have spoken by electing their current leaders, giving input through the process, and by choosing not to sign this latest attempt in opposition. Anyway, so that's said. Also, it's like you said, they're going to bury, it's just a bunch of more legal issues, and they're just going to bury the lawyers and paperwork until they find until the county runs out of money, or to defend the case, or until the grassroots movements give up or run out of money. So, yeah.
That's wild. That's so...
It's infuriating, and there shouldn't, and I think we've talked about it before, where the temples are basically just like colonization. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, and you look at the temples, like where they're built, obviously they're all in the Mormon corridor. There's a very few, there's still only like, I think North, it's one of the Dakotas. I'm thinking about America. I don't know about you up there.
There's not many up here, but yeah.
But same
thing, like Calgary, Edmonton, Calgary, Cardston down to the Montana border. It's a straight shot, basically.
Which is, yeah. But the one of the Dakotas is the only one of the only states that still doesn't have a temple. And let's see, Wyoming has like one, I don't know. Anyway, Cody would be like one of three temples in Wyoming, and then California has a bunch. Arizona, New Mexico still doesn't have one, I think is what it was, or Albuquerque, they only have one. Anyway, it's just interesting to see where it's all laid out, and it's like, oh, but you're a global church, right? Quote unquote, like, sure, Jan.
We just talked about how Mormons think they're the whole world, though, so in their mind, they're totally global, because they're the only thing that matters.
Exactly. It's just interesting how they use this, and I mean, we don't have to get into how they're like using it for tax, whatever, and
they get the property
taxes, right? Isn't it something like that? And then they don't have to pay. So it's really just about the money. Money laundering, you know.
It's legal money laundering, basically, because they're paying for the upkeep of the building and the maintenance and the utilities to run the building. So that money is not taxed because it's a not-for-profit. It's a whole thing. I could get really infuriated by it, but I shan't.
But there's been some other things that have come up, like the Vegas temple that you were... So the Another temple. That Vegas already has a temple too, so this would be Vegas 2.0, right? So
yeah. So yeah. And well, is it in Vegas? I don't think it's in Vegas. I think it's in.
Is it like their Henderson or something?
Yeah,
like,
it's probably like in outside which is basically of basically Vegas. I mean, let's be honest.
And Henderson is very Mormon. Like that's a.
Oh yeah, it's become, family lives there. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We almost moved there when I was, when we moved up to Idaho when I was 16, Henderson was one of the places my parents were looking at. It was, and also Texas, which, I mean, I guess it tracks, but like.
it does.
Could you imagine me living in Texas? No.
I mean, you probably wouldn't have made it, let's be honest.
It's true.
Anyways, yeah, so this is my favorite thing. Fury erupts in Nevada town as residents resist big Mormon temple.
Big Mormon temple.
Big is Mormon it, temple.
How big is that spire?
the proposed 216-foot temple would tower over their two-story houses.
They're getting bigger and bigger. There's the 100, that 100 feet spire. That's cute. We got 216.
Yeah. the residents in the Lone Mountain neighborhood of Las Vegas, so it is Vegas, you were right, insist that their frustration doesn't stem from any issue with the Mormon religion. They're nevertheless opposed to the temple's construction. The Lone Mountain townsfolk fear that the proposed 87,000 square foot temple will disrupt their rural lifestyle and lead to further development. In particular, they are concerned with the temple's planned height, 216 feet, which will dwarf the rest of the buildings in the area. It's going to stick out like a sore thumb in the middle of a rural setting.
What was the town called? The mountain?
Lone Mountain.
Lone Mountain?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You can keep going. I'm looking at the.
Okay. In Lone Mountain, homes are required to stand no higher than two stories. The 216-foot temple would dwarf all buildings in the area. And then they've placed a picture and they've put like a point at where it takes over the whole town. It's ridiculous. It's so big.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture. So I've looked up Lone Mountain and it looks.
Just a little cute little like burbs of the
and know. Like very identical cookie cutter houses every or whatever yeah. This is and this picture is very like actually makes me want to cry because it's like so many people like just all together but yeah it's I can everything's yeah. Like kind of a normal height.
And yeah, then, it's just a cute little rural town. Yeah,
gonna have like suburbs, and then they're gonna just have this 216-foot spire just bop right there.
Imagine them just like dropping a hockey arena in the middle of your neighbor. You'd be like, "What the? What?
Yeah.
No, thank you." I mean, yeah. And I like hockey.
Also, and because it's like a quiet little rural area, they're you know, but they one of the, I think it was the Cody Temple. They were talking about how that would bring more traffic. Mm-hmm. And that would be another reason why they didn't want them building yeah. The temple right there. So anyway, yeah. Go on.
an aggrieved local purchased 7-foot helium balloon, which they then floated above the Lone Mountain area at 216 feet, the proposed height of the temple. The balloon, which could withstand 15 meters per hour, was affixed to 2 cinder blocks to anchor it. Around 15 community members walked over to the balloon's launch site and stood in solidarity. Wow. Such a small town. it does not fit the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It does not fit along the guidelines, but the rest of the neighborhood has to follow. Our homes are asked to be 35 feet maximum, and the LDS community is asking for their temple to be 216 feet.
Oh, wow. There's a picture. Yeah, there's a picture of it. And it's, whoa.
Yeah.
All right. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's literally nothing else around it that's that tall.
No. And can we also just talk about how cute their Lone Mountain is?
It is cute.
That is adorable. That is the cutest little mountain I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, my God.
Oh, so always cute. Your precious.
It's a little. I love it.
It's a little heel.
So the girl who grew up in the Rockies.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, that's not a mountain. This is a mountain. Totally off topic. I have a friend that lives in Wales, and he was doing this run for charity. It was like this mountain run. And he like showed a picture, and I was like, that hill? He's like, it's a mountain in Wales.
Like, it's all relative.
Is it though? Shut up, Dusty. Okay, I support your cute little jog up the hill.
Good job.
Roll down it. Anyways, so yeah. So of course I went to Reddit because it's my favorite place in the whole world. let's see. The one that wins the internet today. Fury residents resist Mormon. These words should be in a lot more headlines. So funny. And then I saw somebody say, if this is the abandoned Sizzler lot, I know where you're talking. I died.
Abandoned Sizzler lot.
Abandoned Sizzler lot. Of course it is. Oh, but then people are saying they're trying to build a come and go, which is a convenience store.
Yeah.
And like the Mormons would demand they rebrand.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Are they building a come and go there? Like in that?
Yeah, people are saying that they're trying to like build like some apartment buildings and a come and go. And I just was tickled delightfully by that concept. So basically people are pissed and they're talking about how there's so much more needed in that area, such as like, you know, like residential like housing and apartment buildings. Like people need that type of thing, not a freaking disgusting temple. So.
Yeah. So why doesn't the church, you know, put money into like, oh, housing for, you know, unhoused people or
write off for that? I'm sure they because they would be like landlords, then they would be getting an increase. They would have to be taxed on that. So.
Oh yeah.
That's probably why they have.
That's fair. They have no interest in helping people. Wow. They just want to create more temples but. In the way they would defend it is like, oh, we are helping people by bringing the house of the Lord to their town and blah blah blah. We're so benevolent. That's the word I was thinking of.
You got there eventually. You got there. Yep. I love it. Yeah. No, it's just okay. Here's the other one we have to talk about.
Oh yeah.
So this is from the Salt Lake Tribune, so take it with a grain of salt because, you know. So remember how there was going to be a temple in Shanghai? Remember how Rusty announced that new temple, one would be in China because he has long-standing ties to Shanghai? Mm-hmm. And he was saying, okay, first it's just going to be like by appointment only, and then it'll eventually... Within days of Nelson's remarks, though, the Shanghai Municipal Ethnic and Religious Affairs Bureau said twice on its website it knew nothing about a Mormon temple being built in the city of more than 24 million people.
We don't know her.
In response to a question,
she doesn't even go here.
On China's Twitter, the bureau first wrote, "Foreigners are not allowed to establish religious organizations or areas of religious activity within China's borders." And the news that the American Mormon Church announced that it's building a temple came only from the American side. Later, the Shanghai organized
Chinese ties and.
Later, the Shanghai organization repeated the statement about foreigners, insisting it knew nothing about the so-called building a temple in Shanghai. For its part, the church declined to comment on the Shanghai Bureau statement.
Of course. Oh, geez. So, first of all, there's not that many members in China, right? Like,
you can't proselytize in China. It's, it's illegal.
Illegal. I do a senior, and I don't even know if they're sending, I think they're just sending senior couples there because there was a senior couple missionary that went to China when I was just fresh off my, I was younger. Anyway, I was in my 20s, but forever ago. And the guy actually, not fun fact, but he died while he was over there. He had a heart attack and died. Anyway, but they couldn't proselyte. They were just over there just, that's the only couple I know of that was in China ever. And not that that was the only couple ever, but I just like, what am I trying to say? You can't proselyte over there. So they can't actually declare themselves Mormon. Like getting them baptized over there is hard to do because they can't actually, they have to do it very secretly.
Yeah. To speak to that point, somebody posted oh, look, we have churches in China now on their building locator. And somebody's like, those are branches for expats and they are Zoom telephone branches.
Oh,
they're not meeting houses.
Oh,
expats cannot attend these branches and Chinese nationals cannot attend the expat branches. So you can't go, an expat can't go to a Chinese nationals ward, branch, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Chinese nationals cannot go to an expat's branch.
Oh. They cannot mingle.
Yeah.
Interesting. Munch and mingle?
Munch and mingle, Sarah. Sorry. Yeah. And then somebody who lived in Beijing for a semester of school will never forget that they read a pulpit over the pulpit every week, no proselytizing.
Oh.
Yeah. There are no wards in China. You can do telezoom, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are Mormons in China. But again, they cannot. But
they're expats and they're.
They're expats. Or they're Chinese nationals who have been taught the church's whatever on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So could you imagine them being we're going to build a temple? Sorry. That's illegal. You can't. I hate how the church is we're going to do this. And completely negating the fact that there's laws in other countries.
We're
a global religion. And and these countries are no, you ain't.
No, you can't. You can't do that. I'm trying to see.
It just tickles me.
I'm trying to see what the. Because I feel like there was one from this last one that was in. Interesting. Let's see. So Russell M. Nelson, he announced 15 new temples. There's the French Polynesia, another one in Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Scotland, Brisbane, Australia, Victoria, British Columbia, Yuma,
Victoria,
Houston, Texas, South. Des Moines, Cincinnati, Honolulu. Don't they already?
They have one on.
One.
Yeah, there's one on Honolulu, isn't there? Over by, it's on BYU campus, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
But they've got another one going up on the island. Let's pick a different island, I guess. I don't know. And then West Jordan, Lehi, both in Utah, and then Mara and Venezuela. I'm not going to try and say that word. Yeah. So this says, this one gives me the ick. They all do, but the Uteroa French Polynesia Temple will be the second house of the Lord in French Polynesia. The Tahiti Temple was dedicated in 1983 and it was rededicated in 2006 following an expansion. In 1843, missionaries set sail from the North Atlantic to Tahiti. The Prophet Joseph Smith and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles called four missionaries to take the gospel unto the islands of the sea in the Pacific. The Pacific area is celebrating the 180th anniversary of the missionaries' arrival this month. There are nearly 30,000 Latter-day Saints in nearly 100 congregations in French Polynesia. It makes me so angry. To other countries that could use, you know, some, you know, financial help, you know, some but like you said, they can't write that off, you know, or can they? Maybe. Anyway, I don't know enough about it, but a lot of it. And then Scotland, randomly, the.
You leave mine ancestral home alone. No, I'm just kidding.
It says built on an extinct volcano, Edinburgh. Don't get mad at me, people, for not saying that. I'm pretty sure it's like Edinburgh. It's been Scotland's capital city since the 15th. Since the 15th century, the Scotland Temple will be the first temple in Scotland and the fourth in the UK. The UK. Comprised of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, is home to around 185,000 Latter-day Saints in more than 300 congregations. Anyway, I don't.
At least they didn't call them British. You ever want to make like an Irish person mad? Call them British.
Honolulu is situated on Oahu. And is the capital of Hawaii. The Honolulu Hawaii Temple will be the fourth island in the island state. Oh, I didn't know they had that many, actually. Yeah. Joining those in operation or announced in... Oh, maybe they just haven't been actually built yet. Laie, Kahului, and Kona. Oahu is home to church-owned Brigham Young University of Hawaii and the popular tourist attraction, the Polynesian Cultural Center. Today, approximately 75,000 Mormons make up around 145 congregations in the state of Hawaii. That's just not a lot. Like, I'm just like, if you think about it, like, it's not a lot of people that are actually going to be benefiting from these temples, and yet they're just, like, pushing their way into these places, and I hate it.
Yeah. I just stumbled upon, like, are there any, like, Mormon... Native Hawaiians on this like subreddit, and somebody was like, you should probably do some research before you ask that question about what happened to Native Hawaiians in the church. And I was like, oh, Sarah and Katie covered that, so
yeah, they did.
You could go over there and listen to what happened.
Yeah. Oh man, that was eye-opening. I didn't realize how just terrible.
I had no idea. Like, I've been to, like, the Polynesian Cultural Center. Mm. Yeah, that's where I found out I was allergic to pineapple. Was in Hawaii.
Oh, that's a great place to find out about that, because they have it everywhere.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was good for, like, the first few days, and then my lips were so swollen. And I was like, I'm going to try to
try. I think I'm allergic to pineapple.
I can't go to school like this. I think I have my whips done.
Did Dusty get some filler? Cute look.
Suck it.
Women used to, like, get stung by bees purposely on their lips? Wasn't that?
Oh, I'm sure that's a thing, because we are all trying to kill ourselves to be the idealistic version of what beauty is, so yeah. As dictated to us by a market and a bunch of influential people who are making money off of us. It's fine, everything's fine, don't ask me how I'm doing.
Let's see, I guess it's just a, let's see. The Bisung lip is another 1920s style that, like the flat-chested figure, is not so in vogue now. This is from 2013. Anyway. it's just a lip, a style of lip from the 1920s. Anyway.
If you're really steady with like a lip pencil, you can have big lips if you really want to. It's all magic. It's all magic.
Like a drag queens. They can do it. They do it all the time.
I know.
Make their lips all big.
I know. I need to catch up on that that Canadian drag show. Because Mother Teresa is on it.
Oh.
My favorite drag queen.
Nice. Yeah. My favorite drag show is the Boulay Brothers Dragula. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I've heard really good things about it. Yeah.
So good.
This one is called... What's it called? There was Drag Show Canada, but this is a different one. I can't remember what it's called. I'd have to go on like CBC and double check it, but it's fine. Everything's fine.
So back to the temples. We let's stay on topic, Dusty.
I'm so sorry.
Let's see. Of course, they need way more temples in Utah, which that I guess it makes sense because there's a
called so fierce. Sorry. Okay, continue.
Called what?
So fierce. They're like costume design. So like SEW. So. Like, I'm sorry. Okay.
Continue. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I was like, wait, what? So. So Venezuela also only like there's 175,000 Mormons. It's literally the same amount of. I feel like they've had like this threshold of like, oh, you reach this many members, you get another temple.
You have 72 people in your downline, you get a Stanley Cup. The same shit.
But I also saw a thing where it said that Russell M. Nelson has announced the most temples in the last since Gordon B. Hinckley time.
Yeah,
but has none of them built, zero. Like, there's been, two or three that he's actually built. And they're doing a lot of these, expansions and, renovations of these older temples. And they'll close down Provo, the one by the Missionary Training Center, just closed so they can redo it. I remember seeing a video of...
The circle-shaped one, right?
Yep. Looks very 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Ugly. I went to that one, obviously, when I was at the MTC, and I was like, oh, it's pretty on the inside. I just remember thinking like that. I was like, oh, it's pretty on the inside.
I don't have it outside. Yeah, it really fits in with, all the dorm buildings on BYU campus. I feel like, ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there since 2003, so maybe it's different now. God, we're old.
I don't appreciate you keeping reminding me about how old I am. I don't.
Sorry. when I mentioned a serial killer and you were like, oh, that was pretty recent. And I was like, no. We were in high school.
It was like, okay, the serial killer's feeding people to their, feeding bodies to pigs. That doesn't sound like an early 2000s thing. It sounds like somebody from the
1920s. And yet, 2002.
That's what I meant by that.
Isn't that in one of the Hannibal Lecter movies? The guy feeds people to pigs? No,
probably.
Having a flashback. Anyways, temples. So, temples. They suck.
They suck, yes.
They're money laundering scams, and
I guess that's basically the ultimate point of all this, but I just wanted to give an update on those temples that are having issues. It seems like that's happening more and more, which is good, that they're actually getting pushed back, and that it's not this, we're just going to let them do whatever the fuck they want. But at least the communities are speaking out and saying, hey, no, this isn't right. You don't need to be. And I just hope that that continues. And but it's sad because it's we've mentioned it before that it's like the church is so huge, and
yeah,
these communities don't have much. It's like literally like David and Goliath, but
yeah,
in this case, Goliath is just going to trample over them, and
absolutely. Because he yeah. with the most paperwork and money usually wins in legal situations, unfortunately. Yeah. So. It really sucks.
Yeah. But we will continue to watch those
stories. Yeah. I'll let you know if suddenly the church is allowed in China. Yeah.
Well, see, as we were talking about that too, I was like, this is probably something that the Mormons right now are like, oh, it's like
it's the second coming, you know, because like suddenly
the
church is gonna come into China. That's the sign. Oh, he announced the temple. Here it comes.
Yep, and then like right around the same time, you know, we have all the stuff happening in Israel and Gaza, genocide mm-hmm. happening over there, which we call it what it is. Then you know, I know Mormons are like very like interested in that whole situation because they think that it's a sign of the times also, which is
Christians are creaming their pants over the situation because they are completely ignoring the genocide and only thinking of the Christian concept of Christ is coming back to save us all. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other podcast that we could go down.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I have friends that are Jewish and are not Zionists. Like, yeah. you don't have to be a Zionist to be of the Jewish faith.
Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of the protests in the, you don't have to go, anyway, but a lot of protesters are actually Jewish, too. Mm-hmm. But they're being painted as, like, this, it's just the Free Palestine side is the only side that's protesting, but it's really, there are a lot of Jewish communities that are speaking out. So yeah, anyway, that's a whole other thing.
But that's a whole other podcast. Yeah. My favorite though is I saw a girl applying her lipstick in the
oh yes.
The shield icon. Like the
she is an icon. She is the moment. She is like, everything.
Fix my makeup while you're holding up your body shield. That's great. Well, that was fun. Thanks for that update.
Yeah. Thanks for telling us about the Shanghai one and the Vegas one, which I like that they did that balloon thing, like, because it actually, if you look it up, just Vegas temple balloon, it'll come
hot
up,
air balloon, yeah, it'll come bring it'll, it up, yeah,
and then you could see
it and it shows up. You exactly like how big this monstrous building is going to be. It's going to take over the whole town.
Flat land and flat buildings, and then you got this big old hard on in the middle of the
next to the come and go.
Next to the come and go. Title of the episode.
Next to the come and go.